Morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning. Doing well.
What impresses you about Andrew Luck that you've seen on film this week?
Well, you know, I think he's, you know, a big quarterback. You know, obviously he's able to get out of some situations with just his athletic ability. And, you know, he keeps his eyes downfield. You know, a lot of young guys, when they're getting pressure put on them, they start to look at the rush or they, you know, pull the ball down. And you know, he's always looking to throw the ball. You know, even when he has pressure on him, he's still looking downfield and, you know, still able to get out and make some of those long throws. So, you know, I think that's impressive.
Have you seen a faster big quarterback than this kid?
No, I don't think so because he's you know, he's kind of the same size as maybe Roethlisberger, maybe a little bit less weight, but, you know, he's obviously has more speed. So, you know, he's a pretty big athletic kid.
What does he need improvement on? What have you seen on the film that you think you could take advantage of Sunday?
You know, I think certain situations he forces the ball in some, you know, tight coverage, and, you know, I think he's thrown a couple of interceptions that way, but I think that just comes with experience and, you know, him realizing that he can't make every throw, you know.
Is he too, gutsy for his own good? He's taken a few hits. When you see young QBs, do they not know when to go down, you know, like Brady knows and Manning knows, you know, when to run and when to take a chance? It seems to be young guys like Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin and Russell Wilson might not know that yet, take too many chances.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that just comes with, again, the more experience that he gets on the field, you know, as he gets older and realizes that, you know, the more big licks he takes, he's not going to be able to get through a whole season. So, you know, again, I think that's just the transition from, you know, college to professional. You know, back in college, you probably could have stood in the pocket that much longer and, you know, thrown the ball down the field. But, you know, in this league, there's guys that are going to get to you. So, you know, I think that just comes with, you know, experience and the more years he plays.
Hey, Rob, when you watched the film on the Bills game, was it as bad on film as it felt when you were out on the field? I'm talking about the defense in general.
Yeah, you know, we definitely didn't have our best performance out there. You know, that's on us. You know, obviously, you got to give them credit. You know, their running backs are, you know, they're a good 1-2 punch, you know. So, you know, that's on us to focus more and, you know, do our job better. And, you know, I think that every time you have a situation like that where you, you know, you almost feel, you know, I was kind of upset with myself. So, you know, I don't want to go out there and do that again. So I'll make sure that I don't.
Were there any indications during the week that it was going to go badly? Because a lot of people didn't see it coming. Coming off the bye week, the extra days, all that sort of stuff, and the missed tackles and lack of execution and not making plays. Did you see it coming at all? Or were you surprised?
You know, that's one thing about football is it's kind of crazy in the sense of, you know, if you miss a couple plays here, if one person misses a play, you know, and at the end of the game, you know, eight guys on defense miss, you know, a couple plays, that's a lot of, you know, a lot of missed plays during the game. So, you know, I think that, you know, we just have to do a better job of, you know, executing and, you know, I think, you know, we'll be all right. We just, you know, I think we needed that to, you know, open our eyes and, you know, realize that you got to make sure that you're executing and doing everything you need to do to stop these good offensive teams.
Rob, the Bills game notwithstanding, you're having a pretty solid season so far. You've started 25 straight regular games, all eight this year. At the midway point, 34 tackles, second on the team, 4 sacks. Yeah. You led the team with 4 forced fumbles while notching a pair of fumble recoveries and a pass defense. I know you've been asked this a lot as your play has improved, but specifically, Rob, what has changed in your game to allow you to be this kind of force that in the past you didn't rise to this level?
You know, I think in the past, you know, and then even now, before I was in a different position, you know, a little bit more coverage. But this year, I think early in the year, I was still transitioning. You know, I don't like to make any excuses, but couple games I wasn't playing as, you know, just, I guess, going out and making, just being comfortable and confident, you know, that goes a long way. So I think after a couple of games, I just settled in and realized, you know, hey, this is, you know, this is just something that I've done before. And, you know, being in college and my first 3 years in the NFL, I was just a strictly a defensive end. So, you know, and then just going back from D-line to linebacker, you know, being able to switch on the fly, you know, that helps. It helps kind of change things up. So I just think I had to get comfortable. And I have 5 sacks now, right?
maybe it's 5. Yeah, I'm at a lost count.
Yeah, that's all right.
4:30 game versus a 1 o'clock game. Make any difference in your preparation other than it's 3.5 hours later?
4:30 game, yeah, it's definitely a little bit different. Those 1 o'clock games come real fast. You have to get up and, you know, your pregame meal is breakfast. So it's a lot different. So, you know, when you have those 4 o'clock games, you can get up, have breakfast. I go home for, you know, a couple hours just to kind of relax and get ready for the game. Then I'll have, you know, a pregame meal. You know, the 4 o'clock game just seems a little bit more, you know, for me that my body is, you know, up and ready to roll. The 1 o'clock games, I got to really make sure that I'm going.
Are you a pain in the ass on game day? Does your wife stay away from you, or are you okay until you get to the stadium?
You know, I'm actually pretty good. I'm the opposite of some guys that get, you know, in the zone and they listen to crazy music. You know, I really don't. I like to just be completely relaxed. You know, just listen to something real nice and easy because I don't want to be all hyped up 3 hours before the game. I like to turn it on right when I'm walking out on the field.
All right, Rob, good luck. 4:30 on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Rob Ninkovich with Dennis and Callahan.